We were discussing those deeds and those actions which are a source of depriving us of divine barakah and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One such deed or act is individualism. Individualism, doing things alone, individually. Islam, you realize, it promotes collectivism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. That do not be separated and do not be have this individual approach towards everything, but do everything collectively. يَدُ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ. Allah says, Allah's support, Allah's help, Allah's assistance, Allah's blessings is with the jama'ah. When people do things together, that's why we find our salah, we try and do it in jama'ah 5 times a day. It gives rise to unity, it gives rise to mahabbat, it increases the barakah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A group of people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasul of Allah, we are very disunited people. We find within our community we are very disunited, we are devoid of Allah's blessings, Allah's barakah. What could the reason be? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tell me something. When you eat, do you all eat together in your family, in your homes, or do people eat individually? Everyone has his plate of food, people eat at different times. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, we eat separately. Now look at this, collectivism to such a level. One is from ibadah, the highest form of ibadah, salah. Allah wants to see you do it together. And when it comes to your mundane activity, your simple mundane activity such as eating, there also Allah wants to see collectivism. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, because you are all eating separately and individually, you are not eating collectively as a family at the time when you have meals. As a result, Allah has taken away the barakah from your home, from your family, from your community, and as a result you are disunited. So this shows that in everything, unless, yes, where Islam has told us to do it explicitly, it should be done individually, then yes. But otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see collectivism in everything we do. You will enjoy Allah's barakah, and then you will enjoy unity. May Allah grant us understanding.